Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 27th of March, recording at 8:45 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here. This was a profit-taking day for just about every trend that has been persistent recently. It started in Asia with a paring back of stock market gains. That trend, modestly, and some were up but off the highs of the day. And we saw Europe with some modest losses, and Wall Street closing down on average 2% on its indices. Now, in long-dated government bonds, very little changed there. The U.S. dollar is a fair bit steadier here, with the dollar index back up at 85.11. Some profit-taking in the Antipodean currencies, which have been so strong recently. We have seen further selling pressure in precious metals. Gold is, it's not a lot, but gold is trading at 924.5 here. That's down just over $9.5. And platinum's one of the more steady ones, still at 1140. And crude oil and natural gas. Natural gas has given up quite a bit of ground in the last 2 or 3 days here, down to 3.6, and crude's a little lower at 52. Most industrial commodities are a little lower, although I think tin and zinc had tiny gains. Most soft commodities are lower here today as well. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a very interesting 3 weeks, and we have seen some profit taking here. Against the background of some quite overbought short-term indicators for global stock markets, as I've been mentioning in the latter part of this week. So I assume that we've commenced a bit of a consolidation, and the bears will feel that that's it, that markets are going to go right straight back down again. And the people who have a bit more of a bullish view, such as myself, will say, well, I think the odds favor consolidations and then higher. Now, let's start with the worst or the weakest overall among the influential ones and take Wall Street. The NASDAQ never broke down. We saw the Dow and the S&P push well back into their trading ranges. And tonight, the S&P is still 16 points above that $800 $800 level. So it had pushed well into resistance here. My own view, technically, if these stock market indices are able to consolidate without giving up more than half of their gains over the last 3 weeks, and I rate that at about a 50-50 chance, but say if they hold approximately half of those gains or more, and then start to push higher once again, I think we would get another we'd get a second wind to this rally overall. The strongest stock markets, of course, are not the Western ones. They are the Asian and resources markets. The China performance has been stunning. The performance by South American markets has been stunning as well. So this is extremely interesting. We see loads of base formation development activity. We see what look like a number of completed base formations. Now, when I say what looks like a number of completed base formations, how can you be for sure? How can one be certain that they have been completed? Well, that takes time. For instance, it's not unusual following type 3 bases. Type 3 are the ranging sideways patterns that we've been seeing basically since late October. It's not unusual that when we eventually get an upward break from those patterns, that we get a consolidation following the breakout that often comes back to test the upper side of the base. And we call that the first step above the base. It looks very much as if China is doing that. And China, being in the pole position, is really very close to breaking up out of its first step above the base, which would be confirming the trend. That'll be very familiar to a lot of the subscribers who've attended the chart seminar. It may be hard to fathom for some of the rest of you, but if you look at the charts, you'll see exactly what I am referring to. Now, to confirm, clearly confirm uptrends and what I would regard as bull market uptrends, as I've said on so many occasions, we will need to see stock markets push up above their declining moving averages, which also turn upwards. Again, that takes time. But really, since late October, we've been talking about this ranging reversion to the mean and base formation activity. A lot of people felt that we should throw in the towel when most of the Western markets broke downwards in late February or early March, but they were never going to be in the pole position, in our opinion. And the markets that were going to lead were the ones that had better fundamentals, that had current account surpluses, that had high savings rates, that had the better GDP figures, and that also is indicative of better economic governance. And so it's going to be the China and the resources markets leading all the way. And I have no hesitation in saying that whatever medium-term advance, or I think we'll get, I think we're, I think I do feel that the bear is almost certainly over, although that hasn't been confirmed. And I do respect the need for confirmation, but what I've seen is impressive enough. I'll be happier when I see Wall Street put in a little bit better performance, but what it's done over the last 3 weeks has actually been stunning. But I have little doubt in my mind that it will be the Asian emerging markets and the South American resources markets that will be leading on the upside in the next bull market. And I would expect some of the developed country resources, such as Australia and New Zealand, to stage very good late start recoveries. They have lagged behind the bottoming out activity that we see in Brazil, Peru, Colombia, and Chile. Long-dated government bonds, well, it takes the promise, or threat really, of quantitative easing to keep prices firm. And I maintain that really the best that we can actually expect is that prices won't give up too much ground. In other words, yields won't rise too much while the fears of deflation and even depression persist. But fewer and fewer people are talking about depression, you might have noticed, and with good reason. And we are beginning to see some evidence that economic activity is less horrendous than it was. If it's less horrendous than expected, that's an improvement psychologically. That's starting to be reflected in stock markets. All these stimulus packages, they've been made on the hoof by crisis-oriented governments. They contain inequities, mistakes, pork, you name it. But you know, when trillions and trillions are being thrown at economies, that certainly provides somewhat of a cushion. It's good for the stock market as well. And I would also point out that when people will say, "Where's the beef in terms of the improving evidence?" Well, it takes time. You launch a stimulative package, and we've had various different ones, and some of them are just sort of reworkings of earlier ones. But it probably takes between 9 months and 18 months for those to kick in, just like changes in monetary policy, which are very accommodative, although that has not been the case for 18 months, for instance. So all the building blocks are in place for an end of a bear market and a recovery. The main out remaining question in my mind is how much convalescence time will we see for some of the laggards? But I don't expect them to all move up at the same time. We can expect the leaders to do well, just to keep leading, and one by one, the laggards will gradually complete their base formations and move higher. One of the things that Owen and I will be doing over the next number of months is going through various individual stock markets. He started this today with Taiwan, which has been at the forefront, has had a very impressive performance. Just in looking at sectors and individual shares that are leaders. Now, any of us can do that. You people can all do this in the library. You can either click through the individual charts within the libraries for individual countries. That takes a bit of time, but it's time well spent at this stage. Or you can use the filter to speed that time up. And basically, what you're looking for are stocks that ideally bottomed ahead of their national index and have shown relative strength subsequently. So, for instance, let's say a national index bottomed in December, for instance. If you were seeing shares that had some shares that had bottomed a month or two or more before that and have seen a bigger percentage gain to date, they would certainly qualify, and I would be of the view that they would definitely continue to, or be, they would be good candidates, I should say, to continue to show a relative outperformance. Now, we had some very climactic selling, so there may be fewer interesting stocks that bottomed out ahead of the indices, but I would certainly want to see relative strength coming off the lows for the indices. And again, that's the signal, and veteran subscribers will recall me saying this over the decades every time we've been coming off bear market lows. Okay, what else in here? The precious metals are in a little bit of a no man's land at the moment, consolidation phase. They had run up, as you know, more recently on that stark fear, and we saw that at the beginning of the month, and people were retreating into gold who ordinarily are not gold participants. Some of that money has come out, leading to some profit taking, but I think that the people who will be picking up the baton here and running with the precious metals will be those who say, really, there is no safe haven fiat currency out there beyond a medium-term rally. And that's the real buying that will push these metals higher. Also, there is inevitably some concern about what will come out of this big G20 meeting. And Gordon Brown, if he had his way, the IMF would be selling every ounce of its gold. But something's going to be done regarding IMF gold. I saw one suggestion somewhere, I can't remember where, that maybe the IMF could sell it all to China, which certainly wants more gold. I think that would politically be unlikely, although I think China would be fairly happy to buy the gold. But I don't know how this is going to play out, and no use speculating on it. But we will hear something, I suspect, about IMF gold, and that may have contributed. I think it's undoubtedly contributed some of the uncertainty in here this week. My strategy, which I did not enact again today, although I may next week, is to nibble at these precious metals on the setbacks. Platinum, I'm delighted to say, has been one of the steadiest here recently, and that was so out of line. Remember when we had platinum fall down to a point where it was trading at the same price as gold? Well, it's back to a premium over gold, which it is 99 point something percent of the time, but it's not that big a premium. It's just over $200, as a matter of fact, at the moment. It has been as much as $1,000. Okay, industrial metals. Copper, I'd like the technical action, and I think that also we're getting some commonality in that they all look like they're bottoming out, with the exception of aluminium. And aluminium has not done anything to confirm that we've seen a low yet. It is very depressed, but aluminium also is a product, so as is steel. So if we take, you know, lead, tin, zinc, copper, nickel, this all looks like bottoming out in base building activity. Copper is my pick among the bunch, and I hold it. I also hold some nickel. I am watching this energy sector with interest. I haven't participated in it for a while, but I'm quite likely to. I think the energy sectors look extremely interesting for investors. And, well, I feel we're spoiled for choice. I said in one interview that I did today that I posted on the in comment of the day, I said that I was asked if there were any sectors that I would ignore. Well, rather than trying to find a negative, I'm more interested in the positives here, with these resources themes to the fore, technology also to the fore. But I said that, you know, I'd avoid the penny bank stocks. I mean, who needs the risk? We're spoiled for choice in terms of good value companies, and that's gambling money in the penny bank stocks, and I'm not interested in that. So it's been a very interesting week overall, another one, and I'm enjoying this. I hope many of you are as well. It's nice to be rolling out profits, and although the month isn't quite over, I say this not as a boast, but a little relief probably, but March is another very good trading profit for me, and the investment positions are mostly performing. I will review my long-term investment holdings that I have in pensions and ISA accounts. I said I was going to do it this week, and I didn't. I got distracted with other things, but I'll do it next week. Meanwhile, have a brilliant weekend, whatever you're doing, and a relaxing one. And all the very best to all of you.